Good morning. Welcome to our Saturday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've spent this week talking about being made new, being prepared for the sun, as we're prepared to be a new creation, a new person. And we wrap up the broadcast mornings of this week with talking and praying about having a new life. We've looked at a new birth, a new way, a new self, a new attitude, a new creation. All of this culminates in a new life, a life in Christ. Romans 6, verse 4 says, "We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." It's not often you think of being buried in order to live a new life. But that's what happens in God's plan. Just as Jesus was buried in order to be risen to a new life, we too are buried with Christ so that we can be risen with him to a life that's new. This new life we've talked about in various aspects throughout the week. It's a life that has changed. It's a life that has a different purpose. A life that has perhaps some similarities in the way we were made and created, but it's different. The gifts and abilities that we once used for selfishness, God is now using for the good of the kingdom, to help others, to make Jesus known. We live this new life because the old is gone. It's the life that's left for us to live, a life that's never ending. A new life that begins when we choose Jesus. And a new life that continues throughout eternity as we dwell with him forever and ever. We come to a point in time where this body one day will say, "I'm done." But our life isn't finished. It's the new life that overcomes the grave. It overcomes the death of the physical nature. It lives by the Spirit of the living God. And as we pursue life, all of a sudden we realize the details of life are important. They're designed by God just as much as the big picture of life is designed by God. And when he promises to give us life and life to the full, he expects there to be a productivity, each according to the ability God has given. The fruit that I produce is measured by the design that God has put within me. It's not measured by how much you produce. And your productivity is measured by how God has designed you and equipped you to produce a certain product, a product of faith, of love, of compassion, that may be different, more or less than what I'm able to produce by that same Spirit. But we produce where we're at. We produce where God calls us to go. We produce as we go about life. And this new life is designed to be a light of the world, so that it shines in a way that others see Jesus, that it calls people to him, and it illuminates the path through a living of God's word, through a proclaiming of his goodness. And we walk with a new life, We understand that things are not going to be the same. And we rejoice in the goodness that this new life brings, not just far off in the future of eternity, but the goodness that it brings today. And we live with a life that's full. A life that's full of Jesus. And in that full life, we share it with others, so that others would come to know Jesus. And so today, live life. Live life to the full. Live a new life. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us this new life in Christ, a life that's different than what we once had. And Father, sometimes we notice those differences quite quickly. Other times we feel like life hasn't changed all that much. And we're waiting. And we're pursuing you and we're listening. And we're reading your word and we're preparing for the new life. And in the midst of all of that, we discover that the new life is being lived. That our words are different, our attitudes are different, our interactions with others are different. Our rejoicing, our praise, our worship of you is different. And we discover that it's a difference that flows not out of our mind or our will, but out of your spirit that's within us. And the new life becomes evident when we allow your spirit to lead all that we think, all that we do, all that we say. And so, God, today, if we're still struggling with elements of our old life, help us to surrender. Surrender those things to your spirit, to your will, to your word. Fill us with that new life, that life that's everlasting, the life that represents Jesus, the life that shines as the light of the world. Father, as we live this new life, may we lift up Jesus in all things so that he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Saturday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.